Welcome to BioTime, a podcast to help you pass high school biology and understand the science of life. My name is Chris, and I'm your host today. Hey guys, today we will be talking about mutations. We're going to be discussing what mutations are, their role in driving evolution, chromosome mutations, gene mutations, insertions, deletions, point mutations, really a lot of different types that we're going to be going over. And we're going to close up with a discussion of some examples of diseases that mutations cause. Let's start by first discussing in general what a mutation is. A mutation is when there is a change in the DNA sequence. And sometimes these changes are very significant and they have huge effects such as cancer. But other times there is no effect at all. There could be multiple causes that cause mutations such as viral infections, errors during DNA replication, and others. And something I do want to point out is that there's a misconception that people have, which is that mutations are this horrible thing that we want to avoid at all costs. This is very incorrect. Mutations drive evolution. It is a very, very strong driver, if not the strongest. And let's imagine what would happen if mutations did not exist. And this would mean that we would never be able to adapt to our environment. Let's take a rabbit and a wolf, for example. So let's say there's a rabbit species and it's being hunted by the wolf, but it's just never fast enough to outrun the wolf, so it's always going to be eaten, and then eventually it's going to go extinct. But the reason why species don't just go extinct because of predators is because there are mutations in nature. Mutations are what will allow it to survive. If a rabbit is given a genetic mutation that gives it longer legs so it can run faster, it will survive and create offspring that also have longer legs. Without mutations, this species of rabbit would go extinct. And this concept applies to all living organisms. We need mutations to survive. Another thing I want to clear up is that the majority of the time, mutations do not cause anything. They really don't cause much trouble. And this is because our cells have complicated processes for fixing mutations, as there are things like DNA repairing enzymes that can help fix a mutation if one is to occur. And now let's dive a little deeper into how mutations really work. There are two types of mutations that it's really important to understand. The first is gene mutations, and the second is chromosomal mutations. Gene mutations are caused by a change in the DNA sequence. This could be brought about through an error during DNA replication. Enzymes and proteins are not perfect, as perhaps during DNA replication, our DNA polymerase or helicase slips up, and it ends up that there's an incorrect nucleotide. This could possibly lead to a mutation. And also notice I was very particular with my wording. I said possibly. It is critical to realize that just because an error occurs in the gene sequence, it does not mean a mutation occurred also. And we're going to discuss why it's only a possible scenario when we discuss frame shifts later and the types of errors that come with frame shifts. Now let's move on to the second type of mutation, which is chromosomal mutations. Chromosomal mutations are slightly on a larger scale than when we look at gene mutations. And this is when the number of chromosomes or sets of chromosomes is increased or decreased from what the normal number should be. So we now have a regular number. And a common example is Down syndrome. Down syndrome is also known as trisomy 21. And we're going to know where this trisomy comes from because if we were to look at a karyotype, you're going to see that the section labeled 21 has three chromosomes. That's where the tri part comes in, instead of the usual two. And in case you guys are not sure what a karyotype is, it's an individual's complete set of chromosomes. And what happens is that a karyotype sorts chromosomes by their length, centromere locations, and other factors. And it ends up with a comprehensible chart that shows the genetic makeup of a person. And since we are on the topic of Down syndrome, I want to bring up non-disjunction. One of the primary causes of Down syndrome is this anomaly called non-disjunction. Non-disjunction is a type of chromosomal mutation. And what happens is that when a cell is performing replication, it wants to split itself into two. Remember that the cell will have copied all of its chromosomes, synthesized all the necessary proteins, and then finally it's going to split itself into half so that there are two cells, and each of the cells are going to have the necessary chromosomes or proteins or really whatever it needs to be complete and correct. But it's life, and things do not always work out. Chromosomes line up in the middle of the cell before the cell pinches off and breaks into two. And ideally, the chromosomes are all pulled into each cell evenly. But this does not always occur. Sometimes one cell is going to get one too many chromosomes because the homologous chromosomes do not get pulled apart correctly. And remember earlier that I said that trisomy 21 or Down syndrome is caused by having an extra chromosome. So non-disjunction will allow for one cell to have an extra chromosome, which could possibly lead to Down syndrome. And now I want to move on to talking about a couple of types of chromosomal errors. This topic is very important to understand. The first is insertions, the second is deletions, and the third is point mutations. A deletion mutation is when a nucleotide is completely cut out. This results in something called a frameshift. If we imagine this in our heads, you have a super long strand of DNA, but if we go to the middle and we delete out one nucleotide, we can see that the entire chain will shift one over because one nucleotide was just deleted. The concept of a frameshift is important, so if you're unclear on it, I highly recommend you head over to YouTube and watch an illustration on the video. I think that being able to see it visually is very helpful. Khan Academy also has some great videos if you want to take a look at that. Anyways, so once you see it in action, I'm sure you're going to have a much better grasp of it. So frameshifts tend to have very large consequences. As if you imagine it, shifting an entire chain is going to result in a very, very large chain. But remember, there's caveats to this, which is that, you know, a frameshift could also not be as bad, as maybe the frameshift occurs near the very end of the sequence. So if there's a frameshift at the very end, it means that very little of the DNA sequence is actually going to experience the shift, so the effect could be very small. And another scenario could possibly be that, let's say, instead of one nucleotide being deleted, three nucleotides are deleted. Essentially, this could mean that no shift actually occurred because our frame is still the same. And since we're on the topic of frame shifts, I want to talk about insertion mutations. These mutations are quite similar to deletion mutations, as they also cause a frame shift. But this type of mutation is when an extra nucleotide is added. But the concept is still the same when in regards to the frame shift. With an extra nucleotide added, we will cause a frame shift as the chain will get shifted one down. Now we're going to go on to point mutations. Point mutations are when a nucleotide is swapped out for another one, which could cause the codon to change. Remember that a codon is a sequence of three nucleotides. Alrighty, so we can see that point mutations, deletion mutations, and insertion mutations all could possibly lead to problems. And the effects of these mutations can be classified into three categories. The first is silent mutations, the second is nonsense mutations, and the third is missense mutations. A silent mutation occurs when a mutation allows for the codon to still code for the same amino acid. And this makes sense, as silent seems like, you know, nothing happened, so it's silent. And the next one is nonsense mutations. And this is when the mutation results in a stop codon. So essentially, it means that our error results in a specific codon, and this codon is a stop codon. So that means that when we hit a stop codon, it really means stop. And so the sequence of the translation of a sequence of DNA is going to be halted. So we're just going to be left with an incomplete protein as we didn't complete the translation that we needed to complete. And finally, there's a missense mutation, which is where the error causes a different amino acid to be created. If there's a different one created, you have pretty big problem on your hands. But at the same time, it could also just be a non-functional protein caused by the nonsense mutation we talked about earlier. All right, great. So now that we have a good grasp of what mutations are, let's go on to discuss some of the diseases that mutations bring about. And the first one I want to talk about is cystic fibrosis. This is the most common lethal genetic disease in the US, It affects the digestive system, lungs, and causes mucus and sweat to become thick and sticky. It is especially prominent in Caucasians, as 1 in 25 Caucasians are a carrier for this disease. Cystic fibrosis is an autosomal recessive disorder. I know that we're getting into some very vocabulary-heavy territory, so let's make sure that we're all on the same page. Autosomal simply means that the gene is located on an autosome, and an autosome is just anything that is not a sex chromosome. But this part is not too important. The key word is really, it lies in recessive. I like to think of recessive as something that is just not that strong. So since cystic fibrosis is recessive, you need both parents to pass down the gene in order for you to have the disease. And that is why we mentioned earlier that you can be a carrier. So you can have just one copy, but not actually have the disease. And the mutation that occurs to give you cystic fibrosis is when there's an error in something called the CFR protein. And when this protein is made incorrectly, that's when cystic fibrosis happens. And the other disease I want to mention is Huntington's disease. This disease is quite rare, as about 3 in 100,000 people will get the disease. That's a pretty low number. And people with this disease suffer from the breaking down of one's nerve cells in the brain. And this disease is usually fatal. And unlike cystic fibrosis, this disease is autosomal dominant. This means that Huntington's lies on a chromosome that is not a sex chromosome, and the dominant part of autosomal dominant tells us that we only need one copy to inflict someone with the disease. And what causes Huntington's disease is a mutation in a gene called HTT, and this causes extra sequences of cytosine, adenine, and guanine to be repeated more than normal, and this causes big consequences. And as you can see, when mutations go south, we've got big problems on our hands. Now that we have discussed everything about mutations, let's do a quick recap. A mutation is really just when a sequence of DNA has an error. It is important to remember that mutations are not always bad. We would all be dead today without mutations. Mutations are a driving factor of diversity, as it gives us a chance to evolve and adapt in order to develop characteristics that are favorable. And now onto the two main types of mutations, gene mutations and chromosomal mutations. Gene mutations are caused by a change in the DNA sequence. This could be brought about through an error during DNA replication. Chromosomal mutations are when a number of chromosome or sets of chromosomes is increased or decreased so that we now have an irregular number. We can observe this through karyotypes, which sorts chromosomes by length, size, and location of the centromere along with other factors. A common example is Down syndrome. Chromosome mutations can be seen under a microscope, while gene mutations cannot. And now let's talk about chromosomal errors. There were three of them that we discussed. It's very, very important to understand. The first is deletions. A deletion mutation is when a nucleotide is completely cut out. And this results in something called a frameshift. And frameshifts tend to have big consequences, as if you imagine shifting a whole chain, we're going to get a very, very different reading on it. And the second type is insertion mutations, which is when an extra nucleotide is added, but the concept is the same. With an extra nucleotide added, we're going to cause a frameshift, as a chain will get shifted one down. The third type is a point mutation. This is when a single nucleotide is removed and swapped out with another. The error caused by a point mutation is usually not as bad as the deletion and insertion mutations, as this will not cause a frame shift. Now, finally, on to the last thing we talked about, which was the diseases. Remember that we talked about cystic fibrosis, which is an autosomal recessive disease. This means that both parents need to be carriers and both need to pass it down to their child and for the disease to be passed on and have it actually be expressed. The disease is prevalent in Caucasians and is due to a mutation in the CFTR protein. And the final disease we're going to talk about is Huntington's disease. This disease, on the other hand, is autosomal dominant, which means that only one parent needs to pass it on for their kid to have the disease. This disease is quite rare and is brought around by a mutation to the HTT gene. That wraps it up for this podcast on mutations. Remember, if you have any questions, feel free to leave us a voice message with your question, and we're happy to make a podcast on it for you. Thank you for listening.